Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
What makes Baker Mayfield dangerous, Vance Joseph?
He's got a neat personality. It's kind of a, it's loose, but it's tight. Very, very intelligent, but a very, very confident person. You know, and you can feel it when he walks in the room, even with the guys at the Senior Bowl, other quarterbacks and the players. I mean, they gravitated to Baker. I mean, he was the guy from day one, outside of his talent. I mean, he is a exciting person to be around, I should say. But as far as his football abilities, I mean, it's obvious. He's playing at a high level. He's pushing the ball down the field. He's making plays with his legs also. And that's surprising to me. I mean, he's making so many plays off schedule, down the field. So that makes him dangerous.
He's loose, but he's tight. Everybody can dial up your inner Michael Scott on that one. And
he's rich, but he's poor.
He's tall, but he's short.
He's fat, but he's really skinny.
It's cold, but it's warm. He's smart, but he's dumb. We're winning, but we're losing. We're good, but we're terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
He's black, but he's white. Case Keenum, how about you being called a wimp by your coach? You know, how do you respond to that one?
Yeah, I mean, we're at that point of the season where, you know, we got to make plays.
I can't listen to that, dude. I'm done with that guy. You're done with him. I'm done with him. You know,
I'm not mad at him. Don't get me wrong. I am not mad at Case Keenum.
I'm not mad at him either.
He's just who he is. And so with that being said, I'm not, there's no reasoning for, you know, trying to ask a guy to do something that
can't
do. I mean, you wouldn't ask Shelby Harris to, you know, play Von Miller's position and get 12 sacks a year.
I would not do that.
That's ridiculous. You wouldn't ask him to do that.
No.
So you just, hey, you are going to play in here and get maybe 4 or 5.
Really? It's Case, how are the book sales?
You're upset with him because he wrote a book.
No, I'm not upset.
You're not upset. You just say he wrote the book.
Wrote a book.
That when you write the book. So let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah, roll credits. Movie's over. Roll the credits.
So when you write the book, then that means that you are done.
Yes.
Interesting.
The audacity of hope. If you write a book, why would I write a book?
Tim Tebow wrote a book.
He did write a book. Guess what? He was done! Tim Tebow did write a book. It was a signal he was done. When you write a
playing for more, if you didn't know.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It says the book is by Andrew Perloff and Case Keenum.
Yeah, by the way, that's on the Dan Patrick Show. Right. That's McLovin, the tall guy with the nerdy glasses.
Why is it a book by Andrew Perloff first?
Because Case Keenum did a series of interviews and Perloff wrote it because he went to Columbia.
Why not?
Case Keenum went to Houston.
Case Keenum and written by Andrew Perloff.
None of these guys write their own books.
I'm going to write my books.
Yeah,
I have
right.
a lot of misspellings in it, though. You got to know what I mean. I'm going to write a book without word spell. Word check. What's it called?
Spell word.
Spell check. I'm going to write a book without spell check.
Well, make sure you put that on InstaFace.
I'm going to write that book, and that book is going to be awesome.
By the way,
it's going to be about 3 pages long.
Great. Well, when you write that,
it's going to be the easiest book you've ever read.
When you write that book, I'll know whatever you've been doing is done. Whatever it is. Oh, I'm crying. You know, you write a book, it's like, I just want to write a book about how great everything is. And it's not a cookbook. If he wrote a cookbook, it'd be totally different.
Oh, yeah. Cookbooks are good.
You can write a cookbook anytime you want.
Like, I can write like a 200-page cookbook.
Yeah.
200 recipes, no problem.
Like TB12 wrote a book, but it's really a cult pamphlet. Because he wrote it in conjunction with this trainer guy.
About how to train.
About how to train. Yeah, this is how to be in a cult. I mean, train. Because Tom Brady's in a cult.
You're talking about the TB12?
The TB12 cult. Yes. If those guys start handing out grape soda, don't drink it. Like, wait. We all got to drink this at the same time? Wait, I don't know. Wait, hey Tom, I like the leg press machine and all, but why?
Wait a minute, Earl Barkins just texted me. Michael Jordan wrote a book. Did Michael Jordan write the book during the season?
I don't know, Earl. When did Jordan write his book? By the way, what a joke, Jordan. I bet Jordan's never read a book. Never mind writing one.
Somebody.
When did he write it, Earl?
Hold on.
When did he write it? Probably the day
Phil Jackson wrote a book about Kobe Bryant, then won 3 championships. You can write a book as a coach.
Oh, yeah.
As a coach, you can write a book.
Oh, of course you can
write
a book.
But the player can't write the book until he's done.
Right. No, as a coach, you can write.
Like, if Steph Curry wrote a book right now, I'd be a little disappointed.
Right. It'd be done. Which, you know, it'd be a good book. Because apparently he would tell us about how the moon landing.
There are a lot of books about
Michael Jordan. The moon landing was fake. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of books by Michael Jordan with blah, 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 blah writer.
Oh, I get it. So somebody may have just been following Michael Jordan, asking him a series of questions.
Charles Barkley was misquoted in his autobiography.
So he didn't really write that book, right?
No, none of them write the book.
Listen, man, when you are writing the book, here's the best question.
Do you know
question.
How hard it is to write a freaking book?
Let's write a book.
Yeah, we'll do that right after we do the Thriller dance practice, which comes a half hour after your marathon training.
I am gonna do the Thriller in the Pepsi Center. Yeah, I am. Okay. All I need is around 25, 30 dudes that are going to, you know, practice with me, and then we can write this.
We would have 25 people in the parking lot by 6 o'clock if we said we were going to do it.
The thriller dance?
What do you think? We'd have a hard time finding 25 people? If we just promised them some free barbecue, they just show up. Dilly dilly. Did you see how many people we had for the war room today? I was like,
how many
unemployed people listen to this radio station? One guy with a tie. There was one guy with a tie.
I know he had a suit on. I saw him.
One dude.
He was with his dad. Hold on. Let me see. There's an MJ unauthorized, but it's a picture of MJ. I guess people can write books about you, but
of course,
when you pen them yourself,
the unauthorized version is by his wife. It's subtitled "Why the Kids Had to Wear Name Tags."
No, Michael Jordan only has 3 kids, I think. 4 now, I think.
He wasn't so special as a husband to Juanita.
Things change.
Well, apparently.
Sometimes you get, you know.
Who should I?
The marriage doesn't always work the way it's supposed to.
No, sometimes marriages.
You can't blame people for leaving marriages if they don't work.
Dude.
What? I'm just saying, dude. I mean, if the marriages don't work.
You're trying to compare your marriage to Michael Jordan, like having sex with every girl on the road. It's different.
Wait a minute. Who said that now? You just made that up. You have no evidence of that.
There's tons of evidence of that. He was notorious.
Michael Jordan? Really?
Yes.
I have no idea about what you're talking about. This is the silencing of the lambs, D-Mac.
All right, that's fine. What? Do we care about Case Keenum anymore?
I would say that.
What?
Let's ask the fellas. Let's ask the fellas. Do they care anymore about? Thank you, Tiger. Thank you, Tiger.
Because I've got all this sound by Case Keenum, and I'm just wondering, does anybody care?
No.
Tiger has a girlfriend.
Future's bright for her.
303-713-1043. That's 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line.
I was so close to asking this week, but I just held off out of respect. But I did hold off. I could have done it this week, but I just chose to not do it. But I will do it next week. And I'll just say, why aren't you playing Kevin Hogan?
Let's talk to the fellas. I want to know.
Are you curious to see Kevin Hogan?
No.
No? Really? I am.
I'm cool. I mean, let's just see if the guy can be a backup next year.
Yeah. What exactly would we have
somebody,
to lose?
I just want somebody who's going to excite me. And
if Jake, all right, here's this. If Chad Kelly
I saw two throws out of Baker Mayfield last weekend over 40 yards that made me go, okay.
If Chad Kelly was on the team right now, wouldn't everybody be screaming for Chad Kelly to be playing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? Why wouldn't you want to see Chad Kelly right now?
So why don't you want to see Kevin Hogan?
Oh, you know what somebody would say? Because we need to stop this slide from happening what is the stat that everybody's been saying? The Broncos haven't had back-to-back losing seasons since, what, 1972. We don't want to be the team that disappoints the 72 season.
Now subtract 2018 from 1972, and what do you get?
You end up getting 48.
That was pretty close. I'll go with it. Zeke, you're on the fan. Hi, Zeke.
How we doing, fellas?
Super.
Hey, what's up, Zeke?
Couldn't be better.
Well, I'm glad you guys don't charge for your show. You guys are so funny.
Got to think about that one. Maybe we should.
There you go.
What do you got, Zeke?
I like this quarterback out of Boise State, Ripien.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ripien is, his family played in the NFL. He's a tough kid, man, and he puts the ball where the receiver's going to do something.
So what do you want to do with him?
Fourth round?
I'm sorry, what round do you want to get him?
I don't know, three, four.
Three or four? So yeah. In the third round this year, we got, what, Isaac Yiadom and...
Yiadom's going to be a player.
We got Royce Freeman and Isaac Yiadom. So you want to give up players like that for your dude from Boise?
Hey, the
fourth round, we got Josie Jewell.
He's a winner.
No, I got it. But you want to give up
corner
help,
now.
Linebackers. You want to do all that on a flyer for a guy from Boise State.
Yeah. You guys are funny, man. Them kids from Boise can play. They're all over the NFL, man. They're taught well.
So when would he play?
I would say he's a fifth-year senior right now. He's 6'2".
Fifth-year senior?
Yeah, he's a fifth.
You want us to draft a fifth-year senior as a quarterback?
How did Kellen Moore do in the NFL?
I think he's a coach.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
If you didn't know.
I guess Baker Mayfield was a fifth-year senior, wasn't he?
Kellen Moore went from player last year. Okay, listen to what I'm saying here, okay? Player last year in the NFL to the quarterback's coach in 2018. Not an offensive assistant. It's not like he's played at a high level in the NFL. And now he's the quarterback coach for a room that he sat in last year.
Why didn't that dude just come on the phone and just say, hey, I went to Boise State and I like the guy from Boise State? Because Boise State, Boise State, Boise State.
That's what he said.
I mean, basically, right?
He said he's a winner, but, you know.
Props to my man, Jeb, by the way. That's right. Sean, you're on the fan. Hi, Sean.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Super.
Good. Hey, man, to answer your first question is, no, I don't think anybody cares about Case. You know, I think we did. We wanted to give him a shot.
Right.
But after all, you know, in the broadcast, they talked about the young receivers and the young talent and, you know, them not really stepping up for Case. But when you look at it, did Case really give them an opportunity to catch the damn ball anyway?
No.
I don't know.
So there we go. We got a... you got it? That it? I mean...
No, I got more.
Nobody... I mean, does anybody
we
care
got Joe.
About...
We got
does
Joe.
Does anybody care about the rest of this season?
Joe, you're on the fan. Hi, Joe.
Hey there.
Hey.
I'll keep this short and sweet. I consider
Case Keenum a bridge quarterback, but a
bridge to who?
Nowhere, yeah, but it's so really. Joe.
You're like that bridge on 225.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like a bridge quarterback, like there was a bridge in the movie Speed. Like, I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. You know we have a bridge that goes nowhere, right?
Yeah, I do know that. I'm just trying to use speed. So, yeah, he would have been a bridge quarterback had we draft. You know what? Thank you, Joe.
Relax.
I know.
R-E-L-A. Have you seen this Bobby Knight deal yet? Have you seen it yet?
I got another guy who wants to talk about Keenum.
I just want to know.
Are you done with that? You want to talk about Bobby Knight?
I just asked real quick. Did you see it yet? The Bobby Knight documentary on 30 for 30?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
All right, let's get back to the phone line.
Okay. Any other random questions you want to ask me?
No, I just want to make sure because it's something that you got to see because I know you're a fan of these. What do you call those? These documentaries that are based on sports? What are they called? Sportsumentaries?
That's what they're called.
Okay.
Yes, Jim. I think your name's Jim. What's
up? Championship.
Hey, how's it going?
Super.
Excellent. You know, to the point of Keenum, I agree that who we originally thought he was going to be coming in here to Denver, and we're all pretty disappointed with his output. However, I guess kind of the earlier portion of your question is, the aspect of these guys just kind of go out there and just having the sports cliches as their answers and things. But every time somebody goes outside of that and asks, you know, answers their own way, you guys tear them apart.
I love when you make a claim and you have zero evidence of it. So, okay,
you called in
and you made a claim. You said, every time somebody goes outside of the box with a quote, you guys tear them apart. So you say it happens all the time. So give me one specific example where we've done that.
Okay, not all the time, but...
Give me any time! You said all the time. Give me one example. One example of us doing that.
I can't come with one right.
Right. So this is what just, and listen, I love you, pal. I know you listen to the show and I appreciate it, but you got to make better arguments when you say something happens all the time or you guys always do this. Please, for God's sake, have one example of what you're claiming to do. And if you like, this is just basic 101 barroom arguing. If you make some sort of huge general statement with nothing to back it up, keep your mouth shut. Or prove it, Jim. Come on, pal. You're better than that. If you make a claim about how bad or we do something, give us an example. Or D-Mac, I love this. D-Mac, you're always wrong. For example. Sorry.
You like that? You like that?
And it's just such a pet peeve of mine. You guys always. We always. Oh, give us one example. Well, I can't really. I don't know. You want to tell me Drew Locke's the guy, Al? I'm going to challenge you on it.
You can go ahead and challenge me. But he's a senior, which means that we'll get a chance to actually see him in the Senior Bowl. Maybe this sets up the right opportunity to go back to Mobile. Maybe this does set up the right opportunity because he is actually a senior. Last year, it wouldn't have mattered because you can't see juniors at the Senior Bowl.
If you want to shack it with Cecil, the No-Tell Motel outside of the Hershey, the Reese's Stadium.
Yeah!
If you and Cecil want to argue about who's stealing the sheets, then you guys can figure it out.
You don't want to go back to Mobile. Is that what I'm hearing?
Dude!
I mean, come on, man. We got to eat in New Orleans on the way.
That was cool. No, we had fun. I had a good time there.
They had some great food in Mobile, too. By the way, Mobile, the home of the first Mardi Gras.
Listen, if we go back to Mobile, I'm hanging with Stokely, you know, at the 5-star.
I am hotter than a red pepper.
One of my two favorite stories about, I learned something about Brandon Stokely. First of all, the dude's got money, and he doesn't care about the rest of us, because after one night at the, Stab-A-Lot Motel...
It wasn't that bad, right? I mean,
he hot-tailed it over to the Hyatt in downtown Mobile, where things were a little bit more comfortable.
There were no rooms.
Yeah, he didn't care. He figured it out, didn't he?
Yeah, he found a way. But there were no rooms. I mean, we were a late entry to the party, and anybody is at the Senior Bowl.
Here's what else I found out about Stokely. We ate
unless you're playing in the Super Bowl, you're at the Senior Bowl.
There's no place like New Orleans in terms of restaurants. I mean, it is magnificent, magical, all sorts of things. We ate at a nice restaurant. Stokely wanted to go back to the same exact restaurant.
I did too. If you find a place that has great food, why wouldn't you go back there time and time again?
Because it's just general curiosity about life.
No, the food was great. Why not just go back to the place where the food was great?
Oh, you guys. This is like when I deal with my kid. What do you want to do for dinner? Chipotle. Every night! We can't go to Chipotle every night.
Why? You know what you want?
Oh, my God.
Now me, I would be happy with grilled chicken and vegetables every night if that was I'd be totally honest with you. My wife makes the best baked chicken wings ever. If I came home and it was baked chicken wings and vegetable A, B, C, or D, E. By the way, did you know that there was a kid named A, B, C, D, E?
What's his rap song?
No, this is true.
Oh.
You didn't know about this? And the name is, it's pronounced Absidy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But it's spelled A, B, C, D, and E.
Mm. I'm naming my kid X, Y, Z.
X, you can Z. How would you pronounce that?
Ned.
X, huh?
Ned. This is the Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
So here's some bummer news. Just life on the edge of the NFL, Al. Mike List tweeted out an hour ago, C.J. Anderson was dropped by the Raiders today. They needed offensive linemen, and this feels really tough because CJ's from the Oakland area. And
he was inactive last week, so he didn't actually get a chance to play last week for the Raiders.
That one feels really,
I'm quite sure
that feels rough.
He knows that there's a game on the schedule with the Broncos.
Yeah.
And I'm quite sure he would love to play against the Broncos.
That's tough, man. I mean, that's cold by Gruden, man. Like, why'd you add him? I don't know.
Give him a chance, dude. That's all you ever ask for.
Oh, you think CJ blew it in 1 week of practice?
No, I'm just saying you give guys chances. I mean, that's all you can ever ask. Practice. That's the only thing you can ever ask for in life,
dude,
is a
that's
chance.
It's kind of rough to add a guy who you know is from the area just to if he's really on the edge, why not just add somebody else? I mean, if it's really like it's like that. You know, like, he's barely going to be on the team one way or the other. There's so many other guys you could add that are like that.
Do you think that's kind of humiliating
for C.J. Anderson right there?
Do you know how many career rushing yards C.J. Anderson has?
No.
3,155.
Good for C.J.
What makes you think that C.J. Anderson is special in Oakland?
Nothing.
Well, then what are you talking about?
But it's just I don't know. We'd have to get CJ on the phone and say, well, was it worth it? Or would you rather have just not gone through that?
What do you mean? You got paid an NFL salary.
For a week?
For 2 weeks. One week. This week hasn't started yet. Wednesday.
I don't know. This just feels rough to me. All right. Anyways, you don't think so? I think so.
No, I mean.
I think for any other team, it would be fine.
He's paid his salary from the Carolina Panthers when they cut him. That guaranteed his salary for the year,
we should get CJ on sometime and just be like, how did that feel? And if he says what you say, then If he says,
it's
hey.
NFL, man.
Okay.
It's like most other areas of work here in the state, a right to work state. So,
dude, if you were hired for a if I was hired for a job in Boston and I make a big deal, I'm coming home to Boston and my family and whatever, even though I don't really.
But you would know that those overtures.
I was fired in a week?
But if you would know if those overtures were legitimate because you would have a contract. NFL players don't really have contracts unless they give you a signing bonus. That is essentially your guaranteed portion of the contract, and that tells you they love you.
By the way, I was offered a deal in Boston. I turned it down for Denver. WAAF. Stick it. The Broncos tried out, this is according to Nikki, Jabvala, Tungavailoa, McKee. The Broncos tried out Shea Fields, ring a bell? Former CU Buff, wide receiver.
Yes.
And Greg Ward, as well as quarterback Bo Levy Mitchell.
Huh?
What? They do these futures deals, so they have guys in all the time that, you know, they're, I don't know. I really don't understand it. You know, one of the things we said in the war room, and you can hear the promo, is about John Elway himself. And the man, I'd love to get your feedback on it. You know, my contention is, if you can't identify quarterbacks, you should not be a general manager. How do you feel about that statement?
Ooh. Well, that's a serious question.
Now, understand, John Elway makes, what, $5 million a year? To be a general manager. It's not volunteer
work. The general manager's job, in my opinion, is to find the right coach and the right quarterback. That's his job.
So if you can't find a quarterback, you can't identify him, you can't figure it out.
You mean when they're young or just anywhere?
When they're young.
Oh, you mean develop a young quarterback.
You've got to be able to identify.
Identify and develop?
Yes. Well, identify. You don't have to develop because you got coaches to do that. But you've got to
develop him. Get him developed then. Identify him. Get him developed.
You have to identify him and be right about it. You have to hire a coach who's able to develop him. But if you can't identify, for example, where's Trevor Siemian now?
He plays for Minnesota.
As a backup. Where's Zach Dysart these days? Okay. Where's Tim Tebow these days? Well, John didn't draft Tebow. Where's Brock Osweiler?
In Miami.
As a backup?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Paxton Lynch?
Not in the league.
Where's Chad Kelly?
Not in the league.
Okay. Am I forgetting any other quarterbacks that John Elway drafted? I don't think so. I think that's it. Now let's talk about free agents. Where's Mark Sanchez?
Playing for the Redskins.
If you call it that.
Not anymore. After last week, probably.
Where's
not.
Peyton Manning?
Retired.
But he's a superstar, and you know that went well. So the only quarterback that John Elway has identified. Think about this for a second. The only quarterback in his tenure that John Elway has identified and has turned out to be correct on is Peyton Manning.
How many years has he been here?
7.
Yeah, Peyton for 4 of those years.
I mean, am I right on that?
More than half of the years he had it right.
He inherited Tebow. For half of it, he had it right. Okay, all right, I'll go with you on that. So does John Elway know how to identify quarterbacks?
I don't know. I stink at it. I'm not going to lie. I stink.
Well, you're not a general manager. You're a really good radio guy. And
but
I can
identify offensive linemen and defensive linemen, but I cannot identify offensive linemen, defensive linemen, tight ends, and running backs.
How's John Dorsey?
John Dorsey.
John Dorsey identified Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield. John Dorsey's on a roll.
Yeah. But his way about going about doing that has been unconventional. He went outside the organization and solicited a group of guys that he trusts to give him an honest evaluation, and that's who he went with. He said he didn't care what nobody else thought. He had the opportunity. He did what he wanted to do.
Whatever, however you want to do your job, it's fine by me.
Hey, look, I got four buddies of mine that really understand the quarterback position. I asked all four of those guys, who is the best guy, and that's who he took. Forget about
came back with the same answer.
Right. But the draft experts said that it was Sam Darnold.
Is it time for John and Joe Ellis to just take a half step back?
Joe Ellis.
Well, Joe Ellis is going to have to insist on it happening. What, do you think John's going to well, hold on. All right, let me back up. Do you think John Elway would step back and say, you know what, this isn't my thing. I need to leave this to somebody else.
I don't know why he wouldn't at some point. I mean, what else can you do? You won two Super Bowls. You brought one here as a general manager.
Do you think John Elway would resign the general managership and just stay on as president of football?
At some point.
What point would that be?
When he identifies somebody in his organization who is very special and he doesn't want to lose them. Mm.
Unless a change like that happens, I really fear the Broncos will just keep repeating
is responsible for last year's draft class, because we're going to always say it was John Elway because he is, the buck stops with him.
Yeah, but you realize, okay? I keep saying they blew this draft. It's a talented draft class, but they blew the draft.
Not if they get the quarterback right this year.
Well, that's next year.
Well, I'm talking about this upcoming year. If they get the quarterback right this year, then... See, let me tell you why you have to get the quarterback
right.
Tell you why you have to get the quarterback right. If you don't get the quarterback right, you don't get an honest evaluation on your offensive line, your running backs, nor your wide receivers or tight ends. So if you don't get the quarterback right, you don't know what you have any place. So that's why it's so imperative that you get the quarterback right, so that you can get a fair view on everybody else that you have playing those positions. When you see a receiver drop a pass, you know what? That is on the receiver. But the quarterback put it on him, you know, that's a fair evaluation.
By the way,
if you don't throw it to the receiver and the receiver doesn't have an attempt, then how can you judge him?
I'll give you this, too. If you really do identify a quarterback and you don't give everything to move up to get him, you really don't believe in that guy. The Broncos didn't give up everything, but they gave stuff up to get Paxton Lynch. They moved from, 31 to 25, whatever that was.
And then didn't play him.
But my argument is, why did you do that?
You are so, out of touch with your coaching staff.
All right.
And you draft a guy in the first round, and then your coaching staff won't play him.
Not only did they not play him,
ridiculous. You got to understand what this sounds like in the eyes of people who are surrounded by football and have spent the majority of their lives around it. You got to turn the keys over to the car to the guy that just turned 16 at some point. Give it to him at age 16. So by age 18 or 19, he's driving with proficiency.
Well, and one of the most
And
one of the most audacious moves of all time.
You got your license, but we can't give you your first car. You can't drive the car until you're 18 years old.
And one of the most egomaniacal, audacious moves ever.
Does not make sense.
In the final game of the year with the Broncos already eliminated, Gary Kubiak insisted, even though it would cost the Broncos draft position, insisted on playing Trevor Siemian the entire game. Even though he had said earlier in the week, Siemian and Paxton Lynch would share time without us knowing. He had already quit. So, because he quit the night before Christmas, went all through the house, he quit.
We're fixing to find out.
In one of the craziest moves of all time. One of the most insulting moves of all time, which to me, to this day, it dazzles me that Elway and Kubiak are still friends. They decided to not play their first-round quarterback in a completely meaningless game. And when they were leading 24-0 in the third quarter, the answer Kubiak had is, we really wanted to win the game. They were winning 24-0. 4-2-0 against the Raiders, who didn't have Derek Carr. We're off to the playoffs, but didn't have Carr. It was one of the, when you look back on it now, I mean, I knew it instantly how bad it was. But when you look back on it now, it's one of the most outrageous things you'd ever think of. And then with a first-round quarterback, you keep Trevor Siemian on the team, even though you drafted a... You know, the question was asked in the war room, how did we get to this point? That's how we got there.
No, we got here. The reason that we got
That's
here.
That's how we got there.
No, the reason that we got here is because we didn't sign Brock Osweiler to an appropriate contract at the right time. That's why. That's how we got here.
4 years of developing something, you throw it in the trash can. Because you didn't want to what? Consult Peyton Manning?
As soon as he had a couple good games in his fourth year, everybody knows he's going to free agency.
Nothing to think about.
Nothing to think about. Get that guy signed. Get him under contract. And, you know, for all we know, he could have been the perfect quarterback for this football team because he was raised in the system behind Peyton Manning and the team believed in him. He could have been the perfect guy. Now, coming back as a free agent, yeah, it's going to have some hangups.
By the way, how about the stupidity of Josh McDaniels within the first days of being hired, insisting that the Broncos do a deal for Matt Castle instead of going with the first-round draft pick? Wasn't his first-round draft pick, but it was the beginning of the end for Josh McDaniels within, like, seconds of him taking a job. So your GM matters. Having a plan matters. So I'm fine. If you want to blow out VJ and start all over again, VJ crowd. For the fire VJ crowd, you better be advocating for total change in terms of how things are done. And then I'm on board with you. But if you really want to sit there and just say, no, Elway's fine. We don't need changes. We just need to fire the coach. Then I'd say you're wrong and you shouldn't fire the coach. If nothing changes with the general manager and personnel, you should not fire the coach.
I almost feels like it's going to end up like this. This is the way I think it's going to end up. Okay? Draft the quarterback in the first round in the spring. Play the quarterback next year. The record is going to stink. Fire the head coach. The quarterback will have some experience, and then they're going to find somebody else in the following season in 2021. I mean, it feels like that's going to happen because the rookie quarterback's not going to win in the NFL. And then you can say, well, we gave it time. But really, you didn't. And I feel like before it even plays out actually that way, that's what it feels like. Unless, of course, this season goes down the tank and we go and lose the last four games of the year, then who knows what's going to happen.
We only have three left.
I'm saying last week and three more games.
What difference does that make?
That's you're going out the
Who
season.
Who cares?
You're right. I don't.
This is the Drive on the Fan. All right, tonight here on the Fan, we're going to replay the War Room for a couple hours. And then it's more of us. And then Sandy Clough from 9 to 11. Nuggets took care of the Grizzlies last night, 105-99, Alfred. Any thoughts on the Nuggets?
I am, this kid Morris, man, that can go. A second round draft pick, I mean, he can actually go. Watching him shoot the basketball the last couple games has been magical. I love it.
The Avalanche taking on the Edmonton Oilers down at the Can tonight at 7 o'clock. They're rolling, taking on the... They're going. They're tied with Nashville, 39 points for the leading Central. They're doing great. Yeah, Edmonton. Okay. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we're done. We gotta go. Let's get out of here.
For my partner, D-Mac.
That's me.
Hey, man, how was the show today?
Best show ever.
For my main man, Kyle Berry, and for Jason Brightman.
Don't you just love science?
I'm Big Al, man. Have a great night. Enjoy college basketball. Enjoy the NBA. But enjoy your family during the holidays. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 on the Drop. Good night, everybody. Out.